בן איש חי, פרשת בראשית, הלכה ה. בן איש חי is going to talk to us about the proper fashion in which to wrap the talit. סדר עטיפת הטלית גדול הוא כך. This is the fashion in which to wrap the talit properly. אחר סיום הברכה, תעטף בראשך בלבד. A person should take the talit out of the talit bag, unwrap it. After they unwrap it, they can sort of scrunch it up in between their hands and make the bracha. Asher kedishanu mutzta b'tzivanu litatef b'tzisit. And then the person places it over their head. So that's what the Ben Ish Chai is saying. Achar siyum ha-bracha, ta'atof baroshcha bilvad. Place it over your head, drape it over your head, and this way it turns into the situation where you have the talit scrunched up over your head, and the four tzitziot, the four strings, the four corners are now in the front. Almost like a, similar to a scarf position, except for it's draped over your head, instead of over your shoulders. V'lo ke'otam mitchakmim la'atof bo kol gufam mitchila, and not like those that wrap all of their body. De'en lanu ela divrei Rabbeinu Arizal. We have the words of the Arizal. We follow the words of Arizal. That says to do, as Ben Ish Chai mentioned. V'achar she'atafta baroshcha, after you've wrapped your head, you are arba knafot yordim al ktefayim litzad panim. The four corners will be in front of you, the side of your face. Shnayim al tzad yamin, two corners on the right side, u'shnayim al tzad smol, and two corners on the left side. As ta'achos tchila b'shnayim shel tzad yamin, then you hold the right side, v'tashlichem la'achorecha litzad smol, and you throw them over your left shoulder. So now the situation is you have two corners in back of you, two corners in front of you on your left side. Shiyu kruchim saviv tzavarcha al katef asmali la'achor. They should be draped over the back of your neck. Ushtayim asmali misharu tluyim b'neged panecha. And they, in this way, the two other ones stay in front. V'tamtin me'at, and you should wait a few moments. Shiyu ma'alach arba amot, the amount of time it takes to go arba amot, or pachot, me'at, or a little bit less than this. Arba amot is 192 centimeters. So you wait a few moments. The significance of this is because the Ben Ish Chai is going to mention that in between every process, there are certain Kabbalistic kavanot that one is supposed to have. Now, nevertheless, the Ben Ish Chai is not going to get us involved with the specifics of the kavanot, but he says to wait also has some significance to it, right? V'tamtin shi'u ma'alach 400 o pachot me'at, v'tachzor v'tashlich otam ha'shnayim ha'smelim gam ken la'achorecha le'tzad smol. Then you take the left side that's in front of you and then throw it and place it in back of you as well. So now you have both corners, all four corners are in back. Be'ofen sha'ata nasu kol ha'arba knafot tluyim la'achorecha b'yachad b'tzad smol. ותמתים שיעור מהלך 400 ואז תוריד הטלית הכרוך בצווחה על כל גופך. And you should wait again for amot, the time it takes to walk for amot, before you totally bring down the talit and set it up in the position that we're used to. ואתה תהיה מוטף בראשך, and now your head and your body וגופך ביחד is all wrapped in the talit. כן מפורש בספר הכוונות דרוש הציצית. This is brought openly in the book Sefer HaKavanot, Perek Aleph, וכמו שגדק יפה הרב אמת ליעקב, דף קובזיין, עמודל, וכן מפורש להדיה בסידור רבנו הרשש. This process is brought in the סידור of רבנו הרשש, who is also one of the biggest authorities we have on Kabbalah after the Arizal. ומה שכתבתי שישהה בין השלחת שתיים הימנית, and this that I wrote says the Ben Ish Chai, that you should wait in between passing over the right corner over your shoulder, leshlachat shtayim asmalim, and then passing over the left corner as well, shiul hiluch arba amot. This that I said, the Ben Ish Chai, you should wait for amot. Ze lo nitparesh lehedah b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal u'b'divrei Rashash. This was not spoken about explicitly in their works. Achoil v'nitparesh sham shetzarich lechaven b'ze kavanot b'fnei atzman. Since they mentioned in the Sfarim that you do have to have kavanot for every stage, ובזה כוונות בפני עצמן. Each stage has its own כוונות. את השלחת השתיים תחילה, בעוד שהשתיים השמאלים עודם תלויים מצד פנים. Since you pass over the right corner, over your left shoulder, and then you have כוונות, and the left corner is still down, יש בזה עניין בפני עצמו. So, since there are כוונות that are written for this, ואנחנו, אין אנחנו מכוונים מכוונות אלו, we do not have the כוונות, we do not necessarily fulfill the כוונות the רשש, and that the Arizal have mentioned in regards to this whole process, but it is obvious that one should wait for in between these stages, because it takes time to have these כוונות. לכך די לנו שנשאה הילוך 400. It's enough, says the Ben Ish Chai, for one to wait 400 in between every step. כדי לקיים ההוראה של מעשה זו. In order to fulfill this process that we have mentioned. כמו שכתב, עדר עדר לבדו ורווח תשימו בין עדר ובין עדר. You should place a distance in between every flock. Now, the Sefer Od Yosef Chai, which is the second part of the Ben Ish Chai, brings down in Parshat Bereshit Halacha Zayin kavanot mefurashot about this topic that we're talking about. הלכה וב, בין בטלית גדול, בין בטלית קטן, whether one is wearing a טלית גדול, or one is wearing a טלית קטן, יברך מעומד. One should make the blessing standing up. ומנהג רבנו אריזל, שגם טלית קטן היה תחילה מעטף בראשו. The מנהג of the אריזל was that if someone was going to wear a טלית קטן and make a ברכה on it, as we'll see soon, he would do that standing up. He would also wrap his talit katan in the same fashion that we spoke about wrapping the talit gadol. Now, the talit gadol is the one that's worn usually during prayer and Shabbat and holiday services outside. It's the big talit. But the talit katan is the one that's placed directly on the body or over the t-shirt, and then on top of that is the shirt. That's the talit katan. So on the talit katan, there are instances that you do make a bracha. Generally speaking, one does not make a bracha on talit katan, because as we have mentioned, one makes a bracha on talit gadol and has in mind the talit katan. What would the Arizal do nevertheless? He would take the talit katan and would mitatef rosho like he did with talit gadol, ve'achar kach morid oto al gufo, and then he would place it down on his body, ulefichach haya mevarech al talit katan lehitatef. Thereby, he would make the bracha of Litatef. Meaning, if you place the talit katan in the same fashion as the talit gadol, like we've mentioned, that's the only situation that one would make the bracha of Litatef. On the talit katan. On talit gadol, you always make Litatef. V'chol adam im yaseken, hinei matov. If everybody wants to follow this, then they may. Ach mi she'eno mitatef borosho. A person does not wrap their head. Ela techef morido al gufo. A person brings it down onto their body, velofsho, straight, without wrapping their head and placing it over their left shoulder, as we explained. Yevarech al mitzvah tzitzit. A person who does that should proceed to say al mitzvah tzitzit. Velo yevarech li'itatef. Li'itatef means to wrap. And if a person places the talit katan directly on their body, they're not wrapping themselves. Therefore, they would proceed to say al mitzvah tzitzit. Halacha zayin. Halovesh talit chadash. יברך שחיינו. One who wears a new talit makes the bracha of שחיינו. אחר ברכת להתעטף. After the blessing of להתעטף. First you make the bracha of להתעטף בסיסית, and then you make the bracha of שחיינו. בתלית קטן הם מברכים שחיינו. On a talit קטן, one does not make שחיינו. Why is this? אין דרך לעשותו מדבר חשוב, because it's not the normal process to make it out of something important. It's not something that necessarily a person will be שמח in. שיהיה שמח בו. It's not made out of something that you will be happy with, therefore you don't proceed to say שחיינו on the talit katan. ואם עשו מדבר חשוב שהוא שמח בו, but nevertheless, if a person makes the talit katan out of a garment that he's happy with, a fabric that he's happy with, or he himself is very happy about wearing the talit katan and buying the talit katan, so the first time he would place it on himself, he would make the bracha of שחיינו. That bracha would be following only after the bracha of להתעטף or המצווה, depending on what we said before. יברך שחיינו. הלכה ח', אין להקפיד להניח סימן בטלית, לשים תמיד צד אחד של טלית על הראש, ולא יהפך. We do not have to be stringent to put a siman on the talit in order that you always wear it in the same position that the that part of the talit will always be on the head, like a mantle. A lot of people have go and buy a mantle, make it out of silver, or they make it out of fabric or whatnot, and always place that part of the talit in the same position. Says the Ben Ish Chai, there's no kpeda on that al pi halacha. There's no problem, whichever fashion you want to wear the talit, if you want to wear it in one fashion and the next week to turn it upside down, it's okay. Kmo sheyesh noagim lakpid bekach v'lasot siman, he says, as there are those who are makpid, who are meticulous to make a siman, a sign, in which they will always wear it in the right position, in the same position. Kimfurash bidvei Rabbeinu Arizal, de'en lakpid al kach, because it is explicit in the works of the Arizal that you do not have to be meticulous about this. Vidvash kasher yizdamen lo, and one could wear the talit in whichever form he chooses. Halachatet yizaher shelo yasir atalit katan me'alav b'shum ziman. A person should be cautious not to remove the talit in any time, hen be'et shena, hen be'et tashmish amita, whether it's matter relations or during sleeping. A person, says the Ben Ish Chai, it's preferable, it's suggested, it's praiseworthy that one should wear the talit. V'rak sheikhanes lamirchatz yasirenu. Only when a person goes into the shower, then they can remove their tzitzit. If a person, for example, is going to do something that would hinder, or something that it would be disgusted, for example, he's going to sweat in them. A person's going to play sports, and he's going to sweat. So it is suggested that a person wears the tzitzit at that time, even though he's going to do something that's not necessarily, you know, he's going to sweat, he's going to exhaust himself. Afterwards, just proceed to wash the tzitzit. Ve'im nichnas lebet hakiseh, if a person is going into the bathroom, ve'en alav beged elyon, and he does not have a beged that is covering the tzitzit, hamchaseh talit katan, he does not have something that's covering his talit katan, again, that's the talit worn usually on your body or over a t-shirt directly, as yichaseh v'yatzniah tzitziyot, one should cover the strings, shebo shelo yetluim lehedya begilui. They're not exposed when a person goes to the bathroom. So a person should be very strict that when he goes to the bathroom, he should make sure that he's able in some fashion to cover the strings of the tzitzit out of respect to them. We'll say a quick word about one who made the bracha on the talit gadol and then hears a bracha before going through the whole process of talit gadol. Meaning, they made the bracha and placed the talit gadol, let's say, on their head, draping it in that fashion as we mentioned. And then, a person hears someone else's bracha, or something else, or they spoke. A person should try, and it's more than just suggested, really, not to speak until the talit is fully in the position that we had spoken about, where they have two corners in the front and two corners in the back, wearing them in the talit position that we're used to. Now, but if a person did speak, even though they didn't necessarily do the right thing, they do not go ahead to say the bracha again. Now, a person who heard Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruchu, and they didn't get a chance to yet fully place it on them in the proper position, then they do answer, nevertheless. In regards to that, we're Mikel. But in regards to just speaking exterior things, a person should try not to speak about things that are at that time when they have not fully worn the talit in the proper position. Now, there are those who wear the talit in a position where it's all four corners are in the front, almost like a shawl. They wear all four corners in the front. That, they're not fulfilling their mitzvah. Those who wear them as a scarf position, it's not the proper way of wearing it. The way you have to wear it is two corners in the front and two corners in the back. That's the proper way of the wearing the talit gadol. Halachayud. Im pashat talit gadol kedei leikanes lebet hakiseh. One who took off his talit gadol in order to go into the bathroom, or bishul esek acher, or for some other reason, adat lachzor ulavsho miyad, and your intention is to wear it right away. You do not have to make another bracha. Meaning, one who has to go to the bathroom removes his talit and his tefillin. And regards to talit, when he comes back, he does not say another bracha. In regards to tefillin, does say a bracha. We'll talk about that more when we get to Hilchot Tefillin. And even though the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is to make a bracha, taimanan safek brachot lakel. We hold that if there are halachic authorities that argue on Maran, when it comes to brachot, we say safek brachot la'akel. We're lenient in regards to them because, again, as we have mentioned, the opinion of the Sfaradim is that saying the Omani's name in vain is Yisur Doraita. Therefore, we're very stringent when it comes to saying brachot. V'afilu neged Sfarat Maran zal, even against Maran, we hold this opinion. V'chen u'adin b'talit katan im poshto likanes letvila. Similarly, if a person removes his talit katan, the talit that's worn on the body, in order to go to the mikveh, or a person goes to shower, lo yivarech shelofso be'et sheyetzeh. A person does not make a bracha on the talit katan when he comes out, for the same reason, mishum safek brachot. Ve'af agav demfurash b'sefer hakavanot derabenu Arizal, even though it is mentioned explicitly in the Sefer HaKavanot, that the Arizal used to make a bracha when he used to come out of the mikveh. The Rabbeinu Arizal haya min hagol levarech al talit katan achar tevila. He would make a bracha on talit katan after going out of the mikveh. And in regards to the Arizal, we do not say safek brachot la'akel. Ve'en omrim safek brachot keneged Rabbeinu Arizal. And in regards to the opinion of the Arizal, we do not say safek brachot. Mikom makom yesh lomar shaynu Rabbeinu Arizal. The Arizal was different. Why is that so? Shaya mitakev betvila ve'oseh bakavanot harbe. The Arizal wouldn't just take off his talit katan, go into the mikveh, come out, and put on his talit katan again. But rather, he had kavanot that he was performing in the mikveh, and that would take him a long time. V'ne'esah hesech dat fe. And there was a big separation. It would be like a stopping point in the mikveh, and he would have to come out. When he comes out, he would have to make a bracha again. If a person is going to the shower, let's say, and it's taking him a very long time, over a half an hour, let's say, then in that situation, a person would make a bracha when they put back the talit katan. This is how I brought up in my book, Mekabtzel. Miu, im yichlif begadav velovesh talit katan acher. Nevertheless, if a person removes his talit katan and then is putting on a new one, afilu shulovsho techef umiyad. Let's say a person is changing. He's removing all that he's wearing and he puts on himself a talit katan, a new one. So even though it's immediately, as soon as he takes off his old talit katan, he's putting on a new one. A new one doesn't necessarily mean that he's never worn before. It just means a new one that he has not worn yet that day. He does have to make a bracha. Even though you are placing it upon yourself as soon as you have taken off the first one, you should make a bracha on the new one. Same thing about talit gadol. If you take off your talit gadol and you put on a different one, one does proceed to make a new bracha on the second one. We're going to get into this topic of understanding the psak of the Arizal, meaning how the Sfaradim regard the opinion of the Arizal, and why is it that we give so much bearing to it. Everybody should look at Shu'ot Or Letzion, Chelek Bet. In the Akdama, he speaks about this, Anaf Hei. He says, V'lachen Kaimalan. When the Arizal says something, the minhag of the Sfaradim is not to say safek brachot. Even if there are other opinions that are arguing with him, we will follow the Arizal and we will not abandon saying the bracha. Mash'enkin, like we said, by Maran we do say safek brachot. Ukmo shekatav hachida v'shuere bracha, as the chida is brought in shuere bracha. And the Ben Ish Chai in his Shelot v'Tshuvot wrote as well this concept. Va'af b'makom sheyesh machloket ben Maran la'Arizal, and even in a place where there is an discrepancy between Maran and the Arizal, naktinan kedivrei Arizal, we follow the words Arizal. Ukma shekach chita b'berkei Yosef. L'inyan berkat ha'noten le'ev koach, in regards to the berachah noten le'ev koach, there's a discrepancy between Arizal and Maran, and we follow the Arizal's opinion. V'rei gam b'shurei berachah. V'chein katav Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim b'shut Rav Palim chelek dalet. Why is this so? Ki neged divrei Rabbeinu Arizal, because the words of the Arizal, shedvarav hem beruach ha'kodesh, al pi Eliyahu zechur latov, we have a Kabbalah that the works of the Arizal, the words of the Arizal, were written in Beruach HaKodesh, and they were passed down from Eliyahu Navi Zechur LaTov, and therefore it's considered as if there's no safek, there's no doubt. There's no doubt when the Arizal says something, and therefore when he says to make a bracha, even though other halachic authorities will argue with him, we will nevertheless not go against the other halachic authorities like we usually would, but we would follow the Arizal. That's how much strong bearing the Arizal has in Minhag Bnei Sfarad. This is brought down in the Sefer Eretz HaChaim as well, in numerous places. Now the Ben Ish Chai, the Lashon of the Ben Ish Chai in Shut Rav Pa'alim Chelek Bet is Ki Gvar Nimtza Hura'a Kazot. It is widespread. V'nitzpashta b'chol Yisrael. This halacha, this concept of following the Arizal has spread out. K'alacha le'Moshe m'Sinai. We regard the work, the words, and the opinions of the Arizal as halacha le'Moshe m'Sinai, as if it has been passed down from Har Sinai. And he brings numerous sources as well to this concept. So that's why in this case, the Ben Ish Chai did follow the works of the Arizal and did follow the opinion of Arizal in regards to the bracha. Ubesufi ha'katan Rav Pa'alim katafti b'tshuva b'siyata d'shmaya. I have written in Rav Pa'alim b'mi shedarko l'ivosh tzitzit u'tfilin b'chol yom b'veto. One who wears the tzitzit and tfilin in his house every day, k'dei shikanes lebet ha'kneset b'tzitzit u'tfilin, so that he's able to walk into bet kneset with tzitzit u'tfilin. Ach mechamat sh'olech b'vo'ot sh'sam ovrim v'shavim, since there are people who are passing by, b'nei adam harbe, b'nei brit v'en b'nei brit, Jews and Gentiles, and he's scared that, for whatever reason, if he wears the talit gadol, let's say, in such an open fashion, it could cause him harm or whatnot. And no lovesh talit gadol sheesh lo bet haKnesset. He does not wear his talit gadol. Ki nikar lebnei adam, leinei bnei adam. It is recognizable to people. And yesh lo talit dak meod. He has a small talit sheesh bo shiur talit gadol. It does have a shiur, the proper measurement. Acheno gadol harbe, but it's not so big. And then he wears it under his clothes. Because it's so small, it does have the proper amount, but not the size of the talit gadol that he usually wears. And he wears it under his clothes. And he wears this talit under him, even in Bet Knesset, when he arrives there. But what does he do in Bet Knesset? Velovesh talit gadol sheyesh lo. And then he proceeds to wear the talit gadol. So he started at home with this small talit under his clothes, and he walked out of his house straight through and walked to the Bet Knesset. The question is, when he gets to Bet Knesset, does he have to make another bracha on the talit gadol? Veleti psiata d'shmaya tiachol levarich b'Bet Knesset al talit hasheni. He can make a bracha on the second talit that he wears when he gets to Bet Knesset. Even though he's still wearing the first one, and the first bracha is finished. Since there is a separation, there is a stopping between his house and the Bet Knesset. Also, he's not thinking about it necessarily. He's saying all types of psukim on the mezuzah as he walks out of his house, and more psukim when he walks into the Bet Knesset, and he's walking there. He wears in Bet Knesset the proper size of talit, that he's able to wrap his head and wrap his body properly. But this other talit he keeps wearing. One does not have to be weary in this situation, because even though he might think that the original bracha should cover the talit gadol he's going to put in the bet knesset, but there is a big separation in between the two by actions, by psukim he's saying, time-wise, and the like.